Thanks very much, Jameer. Welcome into the Red Zone, Browns kicker Phil Dawson at 299 career field goals and just a little bit on hold, but soon to hit that number 300 mark. I don't know if you're a numbers guy, but that's a lot of field goals.
It's a fair number. I knew it was coming up. I'd kind of lost track when that might be. And I was joking with our equipment manager, Brad Mellon. He came up to me before the third attempt the other day and said, "Hey, man, what do you want me to do with this ball?" And I said, "What do you mean?"
Yeah.
So this will be the 300th field goal. So it's officially Brad Mellon's fault that that one didn't go through. But it'll be quite a feeling to experience that.
You know, I was thinking the other day that very rarely now around the NFL, it seems, that you have to deal with a lot of field conditions. I mean, everyone seems to have good fields. I mean, and certainly here in Cleveland, I mean, they have a good field down there through the weather. And some people now, of course, play on the sports turf. But that was a bad field last Sunday in Oakland because of the deluge of rain that they had there. And you were right in the muck and mire. You were in the black hole when
Absolutely.
You kicked that field.
And you know what? Before the game, I had identified a 10-yard area that I told the coaches. I said, if we're in this area, it's going to be, I'm not going to say impossible, but it's going to be pretty rough. And that's because they had two tarps on the field, and it was right where the two tarps overlap. So I think the water just kind of all collected right there. And sure enough, you know, late in the game, we have a kick right in that area. And I knew it wouldn't just be for me having a hard time playing. I knew our linemen would have a hard time playing as well. So you just got to chalk that one up for the circumstances and the field conditions of the day. We'll move on without a hit.
What is it like when people put you in the same class and you're going to surpass the records of these guys, but like Lou Groza, just that name, Lou Groza and Phil Dawson, and you're right there with him?
What can you say? Mr. Groza is the Cleveland Browns. I was fortunate enough to meet him when I first became a Brown. First time I ever sat down with a Hall of Famer, and can remember just being in awe. You know, he is what is good about the Cleveland Browns, and so I think our contributions to this place are different. I certainly don't think mine compare to his, because he just symbolized this whole thing. I'm just a guy who's come to work for 14 years, and when you stick around that long, you're going to start accomplishing a few things along the way. So to even be remotely associated with names like that means a great deal to me.
Now, I've stood in front of your locker a lot this year and said, we've gone through how the growth of this team is taking shape right in front of our eyes. And I go to you because there's a lot of historical reference there. But it does seem as though, you know, this is different than when they won four games, when you guys won four games at the end of the year a few years ago. And people thought, well, okay, maybe. But that was an older team. This is a true young team that looks like it can be together for a long time, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. There's no doubt about it. We are taking advantage of that youth right now. There's a lot of disadvantages, a lot of advantages. And right now, I feel like we're starting to capitalize on the advantages that youth brings. You know, that the critical next step will be for these guys to keep getting better. One thing I feel good about this group is they have embraced each and every challenge along the way. And so that gives me confidence that when teams do start figuring these guys out, they're going to be able to adapt and continue to improve.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you what, it's going to be great to see number 300. Yeah. And many more after that. And thanks for your years here and continued success with the Browns.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.